With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline right now, and we bring in AJ. Hey, AJ, how are you?
Not bad. I love the Ron Harper discussion earlier.
Oh, well, you can hop in if you want to.
No. That's probably the last time I actually followed basketball closely, so.
It's all good.
Wish we'd have kept him, AJ.
I keep thinking about what the Supreme Court basically did yesterday and how they've changed the whole landscape, I think, of sports in the way that consumers will digest, especially gambling with sports. But I'm still trying to figure out how it's going to play out. Like, 1 minute I'll listen to an interview and they'll say, well, it's going to go to sports books. And, like, sports books to me seem so old-fashioned and antiquated, and maybe states want to do that so they can have more regulation. But, man, I start thinking about this, and I'm wondering if you're going to be able to sit at a Browns game here in Cleveland and be on your cell phone and say, all right, I'm going to bet on the next play to be a pass or a run. How do you think this is going to end up?
Well, I don't think we're ever, and at least not in my lifetime. Oh, maybe not. Maybe in my lifetime. But, you know, you go to Europe, you go to Great Britain, and on every block there's a sports book. And Actually, one of the companies, William Hill, will be the very first to open up here in the basically post-Supreme Court decision. They're going to be opening. They're the one that runs the sports book at a racetrack that'll start taking bets on May 28th. So we're like 2 weeks out now. So.
Wow.
It's going to be, and some of the states already have a mobile phone component. Some will make you go into the casino or the racetrack to initiate the app and get the account started. But then you can bet anywhere in the state. But that's only, I wrote about four states yesterday: West Virginia, New Jersey, obviously, since they brought this lawsuit and they helped overturn the 25-year-old law that, you know, pretty much kept Nevada as the only state that had widespread sports betting. It'd be Delaware and Mississippi. Those are the first four. Pennsylvania is another one possibility, but they're kind of pricing themselves out of it because with the high taxes there to start. It's a trickle out. I mean, if we have four or five by the end of the start of football season, that's a possibility. It could take, you know, I've been told, you know, within 4 or 5 years, maybe we'll have 20 states to have it. There's going to be some states that won't ever allow it, or, you know, unless they're forced into it and kind of neighboring state kind of thing. It's going to be, it'll be clustered for a while.
I can see that happening. What kind of vibe do you get from the state of Ohio, since that's where we're sitting right now?
Yeah, they're one of them that kind of wait and see states. It's kind of, there's going to be a lot of states like Ohio. And I live in Virginia where they're kind of have, you know, there's been rumblings, to get something going, but the legislation hasn't advanced far in many of these states. So, but it's we're still new. This is still a lot of states anticipated yesterday, and it was still a crapshoot. You know, a lot of people thought it was going that way, but the fact that the Supreme Court last year took the case got a lot more states thinking that, you know, eventually, you know, sports betting would be legalized.
AJ Perez joining us from USA Today. AJ, obviously, if you're Roger Goodell, if you're Adam Silver, if you're Rob Manfred, you're looking at this and thinking, boy, what does this mean for me? What can the big sports leagues do to cash in? And how will this benefit them if they take whatever action they need to take? You know, I'm kind of curious, do they completely jump on board? Do they embrace it? Do they push? I'm not quite sure how that plays. But
yeah,
I would think somebody's going to figure it out, right?
Oh yeah, sorry. There's something called a sports integrity fee that the leagues have proposed, and they've had a lot of pushback over it. They don't have to pay it in Nevada, and the first handful of states that are going to be pushing forward after yesterday's ruling are not going to be paying a 1% fee, and it's not a high margin business. People think they look at Nevada, their profit margins are around, you know, 5-7% for a sports book. There's not a lot of, you start taxing higher percentage, even 1%, one sports book owner. So that's 20% of our profits right there. So you have to look at that. And I think the leagues are going to make, I'm going to say they're going to be popular, the NFL especially, we've known for years, decades that, sports betting and also fantasy sports have helped drive viewership and helped and the popularity of the sport. I think that's how the leagues are going to benefit, kind of not directly, but indirectly.
So I'm still trying to figure out what it's going to look like. Like in Ohio here, what we had was, it took forever to get casinos in Ohio. And now there's only four places that have them. Dan Gilbert, who owns the Cavaliers, has a piece in Jack Casinos, which there's one in Cincinnati, there's one here, and then he's also got a Racino here in Cleveland too. And, I'm wondering how it's going to – I wonder what this whole thing's going to look like because once we got the casinos – then we got slot machines and all the tracks. But the slot machines, like, we didn't have to vote on it for the slot machines and the tracks. Once the casinos got their right to be casinos in the state, the Ohio Lottery said, okay, well, we'll maintain and take control of the ones that'll be in the Racino. So it makes me think that, well, why wouldn't the Ohio Lottery just want to come up and say, all right, well, you want to go buy a Mega Millions ticket? Okay, well, go bet on the Indians too, or go bet on the Giants.
A spokesperson told us yesterday that it's quote, expanding gambling has not been a priority for this administration, and that remains unchanged. That was yesterday after the ruling. So, but I think, I think you bringing this up and other sports fans bringing this up and pushing for it will kind of spur these politicians into adding it. I mean, it's going to, there's always a downside of any type of gambling, but going through your bookie like you have to now, or if you use offshore, which is semi illegal, getting your money back is not easy or sometimes legal to do. I'm not a sports bettor like Bill Ryder was last hour. My buddy from Fox Sports, we used to work together. I don't bet on sports, but you think having an open marketplace where things are done with some kind of oversight, beats going to your bookie. And there's a help for problem gamblers and built into a lot of these laws already in states. So I think that giving people a choice is never a bad thing.
You needed to be less bored for the last hour or so.
Yeah, no kidding, Andrew.
You were sitting in Virginia listening to us.
You're a friend of the show. I mean, you've already rattled back half of our show at us. We're pretty impressed.
I had a physical, so I was waiting in the lobby. So
nice. Well, we appreciate it very much. AJ Perez joining us from USA Today. Is this good for sports? Is it good for pro sports that gambling is going to be optional for states moving forward?
I think especially if there's some federal oversight. There's not now. I know some senators, Orrin Hatch from Utah, wants to propose something. There needs to be some kind of, these companies have done a good job policing themselves. For the most part, I think. But if there was a federal agency, some kind of federal oversight, some kind of uniform rules nationwide, that wouldn't be a bad thing. That'll protect the better. That'll protect the sports leagues. And it's also important to the NCAA, the amateur, the quote unquote amateur athletes who are not going to be, profiting at all from this kind of gambling.
Yeah. The NCAA, I think, is the wild card here. Cause for the last 24 hours, we've just talked about, what it means for the Indians, the Cavs, the Browns, the NFL, the NBA, but how does the NCAA handle this then? Because
Of anybody, the statement from them yesterday was kind of the grimmest of them, the most grim of all of the sports leagues, and sports unions also weighed in. A lot of people weighed in yesterday, but I think there have been some issues. There was Toledo. I wrote about that. It must have been 8-9 years ago. There were some problems there.
Right.
Then there's some problems back in the 80s with point shaving and stuff. Surprisingly, there hasn't been a huge major gambling scandal for several years, at least in on the college side. People talk about Pete Rose and the NBA ref, whatever his name, can't remember his name now. There's always issues, but it seems like those are always with bookies, and they're having not really with institutionalized legalized gambling. So I think the NCAA has always been against this. The views of the leagues have actually changed over the last 2 or 3 years, especially the NBA.
Yeah. Yeah, what does this do for, and let me just see if you have the answer for this too, but what does this do for groups like FanDuel or DraftKings? Does that change their world too or no?
Yeah, you have to give them credit. I think a lot of the change of how people think of sports betting changed with FanDuel and DraftKings coming online, especially the last couple, 2 years ago, two, 3 years ago, when they're making a major push. And they actually, a lot of them partnered with teams and leagues as well. They're going to try to get into this business. The problem is a lot of, at least the early states, are kind of going with the existing casinos. So the stuff, kind of the infrastructure they already have. Probably the next wave, they may be able to get in on it, where, you know, we have this technology, you know, we do this, we've done this for years, you know, they've spent millions of dollars lobbying to even get fantasy sports, legal in states. This has been overturned, I think there's an opportunity for them.
AJ, thank you. We really appreciate you listening to the show over the last couple hours and also being a part of the show today too. AJ, thank you very much.
Thank you, AJ.
Thanks for having me.
All right, AJ Perez from USA Today. Make sure you read him every day.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.